And our Lord said, there are two things wrong with you Sadducees. You are ignorant of the Scripture. You are also ignorant of the power of God. And the answer, of course, to that is just simply this. Well, let's let our Lord answer it. Jesus answering said unto them, do ye not therefore err because ye know not the Scriptures, neither the power of God? For when they shall rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels which are in heaven. Now that doesn't mean that a man and woman who are together down here can't be together in heaven, but they won't be together as man and wife at all. You're not establishing a home up there by any means and raising children. That's the thing that he is saying to them here. And this is a very important thing. Now he says, as touching the dead, that they rise. Have you not read in the book of Moses how in the bush God spake unto him, saying, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. He's not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. Ye therefore do greatly err. They don't know the power of God. Moses is not dead. Abraham's not dead. Isaac is not dead. Their bodies were buried there in Hebron. But they're not dead. They've gone to be with him. And that's where the Christians are today, that die in the Lord, friends. May I say, he's devastating in his answer to these religious rulers. Now, we have another one that comes at him here. And in verse 28, why he comes, and Jesus quiets the mind of the scribe about the greatest commandment. Listen to this. One of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together and perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, which is the first commandment of all? Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. That's, I think, the greatest doctrinal statement in the Old Testament. Hear, O Israel, Jehovah, our Elohim, Jehovah, our one God, is a Trinity. Elohim, he's one Jehovah, one God. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. By the way, do you keep this commandment, my friend? If there are those listening to me today that say that they don't need Christ as a Savior, that they obey God, I'm asking you the question, do you love God with all your heart, your mind, and your soul? Well, if you don't, you're breaking his commandments. You need a Savior, and I need a Savior. And that's the reason. I don't measure up here. I wish I did. I love him, though, but not like I should. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbors thyself. How about that one, friends? Do you measure up? There's none other commandment greater than these. Now, if you can measure up here, maybe you could apply for salvation on your own merit. But until you do, you're going to need a Savior. And the scribe said unto him, well, Master, thou hast said the truth, for there's one God, there's none other but he. But to love him with all the heart, with all the understanding, with all the soul, with all the strength, and to love his neighbors himself is more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices. It certainly is. And when Jesus saw that he answered discreetly, he said unto him, thou art not far from the kingdom of God. And friends, if you see that you don't measure up and that this is it and that you haven't measured up and you need a Savior, may I say to you, then you'll turn to him. We're told that after this, no man after that durst ask him any question. But, you know, he's going to ask a few questions.